What's up, guys, and welcome back to Just In Time. So the word that we're looking at today is perseverance. So what gave me the inspiration for this particular word was when I was playing basketball with the people over in Penang. So there's a court that I go to here, and it's basically filled with babies lah. So I'm like by far the oldest there. The typical mean age that you're gonna see there is around like 13 to 16. So I'm like much older than these guys. And the thing is that every time that we're playing and the other team is losing or they're really, really far behind in points, you will always hear stuff like, eh, 放弃了, or just give up, next game, we play next game, throw game ready. They will not even bother to try to bring themselves back up or to try to claw their way back up to win. They will just throw the rest of the game. So obviously this really, really affects me because as somebody who is so in love with sports, I was never taught to quit. I was never taught to lose every single game. I will fight until the buzzer, I will fight until the last point is scored. Even if I am down or behind, I will not let you think that I'm down and out. I will fight until you score the winning point. So it got me thinking into why is it that some people can persevere and keep on going and some people just give up. So the word that we're going to be looking into is perseverance. However, every time you hear perseverance in kind of like the climate of psychology, the words like grit and passion are going to be following close behind. However, today I just wanted to look into how perseverance helps you to not give up. So I talk about grit a lot is because I've read the book and I really, really respect what Angela Duckworth does. She is the person kind of like invented, I mean, she created the scale to measure grit. So if you guys are interested in that, definitely go look her up, Angela Duckworth and grit. She's a very, very smart person. So begin to understand this, we're looking at the neurotransmitter called dopamine. So dopamine is in charge of the pleasure center and it's also in charge of making or breaking habits. So to better understand this neural pathway, I'm going to give a very generic example, which you're going to see in a lot of studies that mention grit and perseverance, which is getting somebody to exercise. So typically when somebody is thinking about persevering through a workout or basically persevering in general, it's going to be paired with thoughts of pain and like something tough because perseverance is getting over something tough, ma. So that is why a lot of times people cannot get to the finish line is because a workout is tough. You know, playing a sport is tough. It is physically tough. But for people who love the sport, it's about a lot more than just maybe the physical pain that you're feeling when you're doing the workout or when you're doing the exercise or sport. It's actually what comes after that we are chasing. I get so excited when I talk about this because it's the exact same circumstances, the exact same things that we're looking at. However, just if you kind of trick the brain or change how you're looking at stuff, you're going to be able to get through. Because the brain is a very smart organ. It is always going to choose pleasure over pain. So when you're actually fixated on the process of the pain and not the end goal, which is the achievement and stuff like that, your brain is going to be so fixated on this, what is it going to choose? It's definitely going to try to protect you and choose pleasure. So pleasure is give up, don't do it. Another quote that I saw while looking up this particular topic is that there is joy in work and there is no happiness except knowing that we have accomplished something. So when you're focusing on the goal or the accomplishment, so it's like, oh, maybe I'm going to finish 2 sets and next week I'll be able to finish 3 sets. Or the next point, just get 2 more points and we're going to think about the next 8 points later, but get 2 points first. The next play, the next point, the next score. When you're thinking about that, the focus is changed and your mind is fixated on the goal and the achievement that is at the end of the line and not all of the physical pain and stuff that you're going to be experiencing on the way there. And when you do reach your goal, the body is flooded with dopamine because you have achieved something. And that is the sense of achievement that any sports person or athlete will be able to relate to you, that feeling, oh, I accomplished it, I did it, I feel so pumped up and I want to do it again. When you fixate yourself on the achievement instead of the pain, you're gonna be more motivated to get the job done. So that's the little takeaway I had when I heard those little kids talking about giving up. I hope that the next time you guys are faced with something tough, that you will be able to kind of like trick your brain into finishing that goal, getting that sense of achievement and pulling through and persevering. That is all for today. Do let me know if there are other words or other topics in psychology that you would like to discuss and I will most definitely get to it. See ya.